Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, as we were continuing in the study of chapter 6, we saw that people will write a letter or an email to give a negative opinion about a message and yet not have the conviction to sign the letter. Let's take up with that interesting thought today. Our radio station, we can usually count on our internet every Friday, usually being hacked. And it's because of the nature of the programming that we have in our own local radio station. We're connected with FBN, but we have some of our own programs on there as well. And there are those that try to do everything they can to block it or to do something to it. Now, there's not a biblical reason to be opposed to preaching the word, as we do verse by verse on this program, or having a good, godly radio station that preaches the word as it is to men as they are, that the music is not fleshly or worldly, doesn't sound like a nightclub, doesn't sound like a rock concert, doesn't sound like a hootenanny, but it sounds like it's something reverent of God. And it has words that speak to the heart because they're biblical words. And so, there's not a biblical reason to be attacking. But the carnal nature blinds their heart to the reality. I look at the internet numbers that we have picked up, and it's astounding. Over 900,000, closing in on 1 million different computers, just logging into our website over a 10-year period, less than 10 years. Over 400,000 downloads in over 180 countries worldwide. Some calls and personal contacts hit us locally, and some are at long distance. Sometimes I'll get told, boy, these people are really running down our radio station. These people are really running down your program. These people are really running down our church. And if you hear people opposed, don't get angry with them. Pray for them, asking God's Holy Spirit to convict them all the more. You see, your anger won't make them right. If they're not sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God, you're not going to do anything. Now, I'll get emails and cards and letters from time to time through the postal service that are anonymous. They don't sign a name. And look, I learned many, many years ago, if there's no courage of conviction to sign a name, it's not worth my reading. Now, every once in a while, I'll read it, and then I'll just have more fun with that thing, and I'll share it with a few people and show them the stupidity of it, and they're laughing as well. When at first they started getting mad, I say, hey, don't get mad. Let's pray for this one to get saved, or let's pray for this one, if they are saved, to get right with God. But whether it's about me, or whether it's about this radio program, or this radio ministry, or the church, or someone in the church, and they may say things that are half true or just an out and out lie. But my friend, they're not indifferent to the word of God. You see, if they were indifferent to the word, it wouldn't bother them one way or the other. And so we know that. We know that's what gets them upset. Now, actually, to me, when people won't sign a letter or card or email or something. It's kind of funny because it's something that we did in middle school or even in elementary school, that write a letter but not sign your name. And you know, some people have just not matured. And so that's where they are on that level. So that's why they need our prayers. And even more prayer. Sometimes because they're anonymous, you don't know who you're praying for, but you just keep praying. And others who are not anonymous, they let you know how much they hate your preaching, how much they hate your radio program, your radio station, your church, the people of your church. That means that we just need to pray all the more. Continue to sow the word of God as we were directed by our Lord. You see, most of these, they claim to be Christians. What are they? They are flesh sowers. They are sowing to the flesh. Now, I like what Dr. Norman Bartlett said on this verse. He said, where your treasure is, now think about that, where your treasure is, well, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6:21. But then he added this, and where our hearts go, our treasures will follow. Isn't it interesting that our torrents of money for pleasure, dribbles of pennies for Jesus? What a sad commentary on the present state of apostasy of local churches, resting like a blight upon so much of the professing church. I wonder, are we individually giving to the Lord as we ought a tithe, 10% of our income, is what the word tithe means? See, praying without giving is like trying to sew with an unthreaded needle. What purpose are the prayers for the spread of the gospel that are not backed by any gifts to the cause? He who would spend much money upon the flesh and little upon the word is stuffing his body, but he's starving his spirit. If we expect to reap a golden harvest of spiritual enrichment, then we better get on the ball. How often is that term, 10%, tithe? Somebody says, yeah, I need to do that. They may even start, and then they abandon. Both in good times and in bad times when things are tough, but when a lot of money comes in, well, man, I don't put all that money into church, the local church. You know? What a shame. What a terrible shame. Now, I would add to these things, and especially as Dr. Bartlett had some of the things that he just said a few minutes ago that I shared with you, that to pray for laborers without seeing if God would use us is to seek God and have someone to act as a maid, to come in and do the work he had planned for us. Now, rest assured, if we do that, the maid who does the work will receive the full reward. You'll have no reward for having others do what God called you to do. The late Oliver B. Green rightly points out, just as God gave promise to Noah that in the earth there would be unending progression of seasons and times of harvest, Genesis chapter 8, even so shall it be for the believer who faithfully sows to the Spirit and continues to witness the gospel to the lost, to work through his local church to help it to expand its ministry, to pray, to give, to serve. My friend, this harvest will come as certainly as the Lord will come. And that is our hope. Just as certainly as the Lord will come, the harvest will come. And all we may suffer for things now, but we'll reap greatly in the day to come. I believe it was the late Henry Morris who rightly pointed out the principle of reaping what has been sown, using the familiar practice of farming as an illustration, is used frequently throughout the Bible. People will oppose you. There's no doubt about it. That is why you don't have your eyes on people. You keep your eyes on Christ. Now, I'm not going to read all of these because there's more time needed to finish out these things, these lessons here that we're giving you on the book of Galatians. But yet these Bible verses are very important. So I want to read these Bible references. Please write them down. And then you look them up later and read the verses. Write down Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6, which talks about sowing in tears, reaping in joy. And that reaping comes when we go to heaven. There's Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. Verse 6. Matthew chapter 7, verse 16 and 17. And then in chapter 13, verse 3, and the verses following on the parable of the sower. How about John 4, 35 through 38? And the fields are wide unto harvest, but the laborers are few. John 12, 24. 1 Corinthians 15, 36 through 44. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, verse 7. And Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7, verse 8. My friend, let me encourage you to look up all those passages and re-listen to this if you have access to a computer and go to our website and re-listen to it and get those passages down. For us, we must think of the fact of Ephesians 2:10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, my friend, we are God's husbandry. We are supposed to be planted to produce fruit.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Bible says, Bible.